On Twitter, I'm Tweeter Stewart, TweeterStewart. Thank you for your messages of support and a feedback about every single episode of Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode as well. We're talking about your vocal use, professional vocal use, how your battery, your kind of vocal battery, if you like, changes during the course of the day. It gets worn out. Those battery cell markers, like on the top of your phone, they go down during the course of the day because of the amount of use that you're giving your voice and the kind of use as well. It's like using a mobile phone. If it's on a lot, if you're talking a lot, it's going to be worn down. And the kind of use as well. If you've just got one page open all of the time, it's not going to use your battery up. But if you're doing an awful lot of surfing, watching videos, downloading things, making phone calls, then obviously that is going to be really giving the battery a bit of a pounding. And it's that kind of analogy that will help you perhaps understand your professional vocal use as well, and the importance today of voice naps. If you're using your voice a lot, try and schedule some specific breaks into your day, a voice nap if you like, where you don't talk for 5 or 15 minutes at a time on several occasions through the day. By taking these kinds of voice naps, you can kind of top up your vocal battery. So let's give you a couple of examples of what this may mean in practice. Planning your schedule, so spreading out your vocal tasks through the day. For example, taking a break from the bulk recording of several podcasts in a row that you may be wanting to do. And also planning your pauses, so scheduling your vocal naps so you don't miss them. In a studio, ask for a break yourself, or take any break that's offered to you. Don't be a hero by powering through. Now, of course, most studio sessions might last 45 minutes or so before a break is taken, with the studio director determining that, you know, right now is the very best time to take a break. And that may be because they're sensing a little bit of tension. Maybe they need a quiet word with a colleague, or indeed with you. They know there's a long page of dialogue coming up, all sorts of reasons. So a break will rest you mentally, physically, and vocally. Just don't use it as a chance to hunch over a mobile phone screen or make some calls, because that's not really giving your body or your voice a break, is it? I mentioned mentally, physically, and vocally. We're talking about vocal care at the moment. Still to come in the next several weeks, physical care and mental care to help you get a better broadcast, podcast, and voice over voice. Tomorrow, potentially unhelpful vocal rest, as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast, and Voice Over Voice continues from London with me, Peter Stewart.